Inspired by her own granddaughter, Natalie, Vice President Joe Biden's wife, Jill, tells a story through a child's eye of what family life is like when a parent is at war across the world. The book is Don't Forget, God Bless Our Troops. The Second Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, has turned her family's experiences into a picture book that encourages support of those serving in the military and their families. Natalie, inspired by Biden's granddaughter, misses her father desperately when he is deployed. Jill Biden plays many roles, mother, grandmother, and lifelong educator. As Second Lady, she has worked to bring attention to the sacrifices made by military families. She teaches full-time at a community college in Virginia, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Dr. Jill Biden to the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
This book, as I mentioned, Don't Forget, God Bless Our Troops, very much a personal story for you. You tell it through the eyes of your granddaughter, but obviously this is something, as a mom, that has to be quite emotional for you as well.
It is. You know, that year was a tough year for the Bidens because, of course, you know, our son was away. But, you know, it's our son only went to Iraq for a year, and other military families, of course, have experienced deployment 2, 3, 5, 6 times. So what I tried to portray in this book was just how strong and resilient military families are. And I wanted people to really understand the experience of a military family because, you know, Joe, a lot of people don't know, you know, military families or know about the experience. So I was hoping that this book could educate both adults and children to make them aware of what was like when a parent is deployed.
You make the point in the book at the end, there is a section called How You Can Help, and there is a statistic that 37% of our military families live on military installations or bases, but the majority live in other communities nationwide. And one of the things is, the points of the book really is to know who these people are, because a lot of people don't know, Americans don't know that there are military families living in their communities, and quite frankly, the support that they need.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly right, Joe. And, I've been to Albany and visited the National Guard headquarters there, and people don't know. These are your firemen. These are your lawyers, the people who own stores, and they don't wear, they don't have on their uniform, and the families don't wear the uniforms like they would on a military base. So, of course, they're in your community. So I'm asking Americans to kind of say, hey, who in my church is in the National Guard? Who in my school is in the National Guard? And look around and find out who in your community and commit to an act of kindness. I know in my state of Delaware, we have a big National Guard unit, and we have a unit called the Delaware Boots on the Ground, and they help members of military families when the husband or wife is deployed. So that's what I'm asking Americans to do, to just commit to an act of kindness.
There is a sweet point in the book where Natalie is in the church hallway, and it reads, mm-hmm. Looking at a page of the church bulletin, she touches the page. Her father's name is here, along with the names of many other soldiers. People will pray for all of them. A girl behind her is also looking at the names. Natalie wonders, is her daddy or mommy far from home, too? Is her mommy or daddy safe? Hi, Natalie says shyly. Hi, the girl answers, smiling. Right away, Natalie knows that they will become friends. The little episodes that you present on each page of the book end with the words, be brave, Natalie. And that is a theme of letting the child be brave during this time when their mother or father is overseas.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, that's one of the things that really meant the most to me, I think, was that people would come up, total strangers, and tell me that they were praying for my son. And that meant so much to me. And it means a lot to military families to just say, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing. And so that's one of the things a community can do, is put the names of the deployed men and women in the church bulletin so that people in the church know. And, you know, at Natalie's school, as you probably saw in the book, her teacher put a picture of her dad's unit on the wall. And so every little child in Natalie's class knew that Natalie's dad was at war.
And so
there's so many things that teachers can do, that parents can do, that communities can do, and that individuals can do.
The other theme that I really liked in the book is that you, I mean, obviously you're telling the story, but, so the grandparent and the parent that are left with Natalie play a very important role. I mean, that whole family unit. And there's also another very sweet moment where Natalie has a tooth loose, and she is able to share that moment with her father using the technology that we have.
That's right. And, you know, technology played a big part in our lives that year, in that Natalie and little Hunter would Skype with their dad frequently. So they, you know, which created a sense of reassurance for them. And so all the episodes in the book did happen. They're all true. And so that's a way that soldiers keep in contact with their families.
You have, at the end, you have tips for kids on how to reach out to military children in your community, and some really wonderful stuff about how these kids can talk with other kids and really help them get through what can be a difficult time.
And I've seen that. You know, I was just in a school in Virginia where not all the kids were military kids. It was like 60-40. And so, but they created bulletin boards. They had the children, they had a day where the children who had parents in the military had a little button on. So the parents were celebrated, and then the kids were celebrated. So it's such a nice idea for those children to feel special because, you know, they are going through tough times, and to live entire year without your mom or your dad present, it is really a challenge for a lot of children.
Do you have a sense when you go out and you talk to people of how these kids, I don't end up in the sense of even when their parents come home, is that it's not done then yet, right? I mean, there's still more detachment or
and
concern.
So I think that the services are trying to do a good job in realizing, in educating the families, the military families of, you know, what this soldier may have been through while he or she is in Iraq or Afghanistan, and to help the families deal with a lot of different roles that they now have to play. So these, you have to remember, Joe, you know, these problems, these wars will end. But some of the problems are going to continue because these men and women are coming home. They're wounded, many of them. Many of them are suffering from PTSD. So these problems are going on and on. So I'm hoping that through books like mine and others that Americans become aware, and this becomes a part of our culture, that people know about what military families have done and really start to understand the experience and then, of course, appreciate our military for really the sacrifices that they've made for our country.
It's a beautifully illustrated book as well. It is published by Simon & Schuster. Don't Forget, God Bless Our Troops is the name of the book for children. Dr. Jill Biden, a great honor and pleasure to have you on our program this morning. I can't thank you enough. I wish you all the luck in your efforts, and I appreciate you being here this morning.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Dr. Jill Biden, author of Don't Forget, God Bless Our Troops, published by Simon & Schuster. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.